Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, it's our second day looking at the World Cup. La Coupe du Monde. I can't say World Cup in many other languages. Anyway, of course, the World Cup is a big international soccer tournament. Happens every 4 years, just like the Olympics. And in some ways, it's almost as exciting as the Olympics.
It is.
The one unique thing about the World Cup is it's twice as long as the Olympics, right? It's a month long, whereas the Olympics are only 2 weeks long. So that makes the excitement a little bit more special for people. It gets drawn out, stretched out over 4 weeks instead of just two, and our friends Patricia and Brendan are getting excited about it, aren't they?
They are, and I'm excited too because actually I do enjoy watching the World Cup as well. And I think it's good that, you know, they kind of stretch it out. You can kind of, you know, take breaks and kind of, you know, recuperate from a really exciting game.
It's true, yeah. The Olympics is kind of on 24 hours a day, right? There's always a sport. Well, at least with the World Cup, you can kind of watch a game and then, you know, wait until the next night and watch another one. So it kind of does make it a little more enjoyable for the average fan. So let's check out Patricia and Brendan. Brendan was heading off to a sports bar, and I think Patricia will be joining him.
World Cup Fever.
Why do so many people watch the World Cup?
It only takes place once every 4 years. Plus, it determines the best soccer team in the world.
How many countries compete with each other?
Over 100 countries, but only 32 countries make it into the finals.
I see. Who was the champion in the 2010 FIFA World Cup?
Spain beat the Netherlands 1-0.
So, which team are you rooting for this year?
Brazil, of course. They have won the title 5 times already. What about you?
Well, it's a tough call. I need to follow the games more closely.
Oh, wait. Did you see that? Goal!
Compete, 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 competed, competed. The two men competed to win first in the F1 race. The two men competed to win first in the F1 race. Final, final. Ryan was happy to make it into the finals of the race. Ryan was happy to make it into the finals of the race. Champion, champion. The English soccer team became the champion of the World Cup in 1966. The English soccer team became the champion of the World Cup in 1966. Time, time. Daniel believes the first time he visited Japan was the most fun. Daniel believes the first time he visited Japan was the most fun.
All right, so let's take a look at our article. Patricia says, why do so many people watch the World Cup? That's a really good question.
That is actually a good question.
That's a very good question.
Because a lot of people don't play soccer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even in Taiwan, it's a huge thing. But most people in Taiwan don't play soccer. It's true. Why
that
do so many
true.
People? What does Brendan say about that? He says, well, it only takes place once every 4 years. Okay, that's a very good point. You know, most sports have a big championship like the NBA or MLB with the World Series every year. This is only every 4 years, so that's kind of exciting. Plus, he says, it determines the best soccer team in the world. That's right. They do actually have soccer in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the top players from the world don't go to the Olympics.
Right.
Right? So they kind of save up for every 4 years when they have the World Cup. So, yeah, it's a kind of way to know, you know, which countries are doing really well in soccer. And it's been interesting over the last 10 or 20 years to see new countries come in. Mm-hmm. Like 20 years ago, Japan, South Korea, even America, these countries were not very good at soccer, but now they're almost always in the World Cup final. Mm-hmm. So it gives you an idea of how the sport of soccer or football is doing around the world.
Yeah, and honestly, I was kind of surprised by the results in the 2010 World Cup.
Yeah.
I didn't expect this team to win at all.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so before we begin to look at our article more, let's first take a look at our 英文快音通.
Oh, yeah!
Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim, 欢迎收看今天的英文快译通。今天我们要带各位同学看看英文中表达频率的用法，例如一次 once, 两次 twice。不过到底要怎么样来使用呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。首先让我们来看看 once 的用法。once 表示一次的意思，无论是 once 或者 twice, 我们会在它的后面加上 and every 再加上时间单位，例如 once a day 就表示一天一次， once a week 就表示一周一次。让我来举个例子， John takes vitamin C once a day. John takes vitamin C once a day. John 一天服用一次维他命 C. John goes to practice baseball once a week. John goes to practice baseball once a week.John 一个礼拜练一次棒球。 Once every 2 weeks 这个意思则是指两周一次的意思，例如 John visits his grandma once every 2 weeks. John visits his grandma once every 2 weeks. John 每两个礼拜会去看奶奶一次。接着让我们看看 twice 的用法。 twice 就是表示两次的意思，例如Twice a day 就表示一天两次， Twice a month 就表示一个月两次。让我来举个例子， John checks his email twice a day. John checks his email twice a day. John 一天会检查两次他的 email. John goes to church twice a month. John goes to church twice a month. John 每个月会去教堂两次。好，刚刚我们学到了 once 跟 twice 分别代表一次两次的意思，那么三次四次该怎么说呢？英文中并没有特别的单字来表示，只能够说 three times 或者是 four times 以此类推。例如 three times a week 就是一周三次，一周四次就是 four times a week。 让我来举个例句，John tries to go to gym 3 to 4 times a week. John tries to go to gym 3 to 4 times a week. John 试着每周上健身房3到4次。好咯，经过今天的讲解之后，希望各位同学都能对英文中表达频率的用法更了解哦。英文快译通，我们下次见咯。
Okay, so the article then continues with Patricia saying, how many countries compete with each other?
Mm.
Okay, that's a very good question as well. Okay, but let's first take a look at our word power word, compete. A C-O-M-P-E-T-E, it's a verb and it means to try to win a prize or reward. So for example, in a basketball game, two teams compete with each other. The team with the most points wins. Or let's say animals in the wild compete with each other for food.
Oh, yeah.
Cheetahs and lions both eat zebras. So that's what it means to compete. Or you can say that is competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. So let's also take a look at our sample sentence. Our sample sentence says, the two men competed to win the first, or sorry, to win first in the F1 race.
Mm-hmm.
So two men competed to win first in the F1 race.
That's right. Racers compete, teams compete, even students might compete in a speech contest or an exam or something like that. Yeah, you're just trying to be the first. worst or the best or do better than other people. So good question. How many teams do compete in the Brazil World Cup? Brendan says over 100 countries, but only 32 countries make it into the finals. You'll notice that. A lot of people get confused. They say it's called the World Cup Finals, but there's 32 teams. Isn't a final just two teams, the best two? Well, actually, they play a lot of games in the 3 years before the World Cup. That's when teams like Canada or Chinese Taipei or the little countries, you know, the countries that aren't so good at football like Canada or Taiwan or many other countries, they kind of, you know, lose out. You know, Canada always loses to Mexico. Chinese Taipei probably loses to Japan or something like that. So you do have a chance. But really, the big event, the World Cup that we're watching in Brazil, is only the 32 top teams that are left. So that's why it's exciting. But still, 32 is quite a large number. Now, when we talk about final, we talk about the last thing. It's the thing right at the end or right before the end. We also use it a lot in sports when we're talking about, you know, having a bunch of teams, 16, and then they play against each other. Then there's 8 who win, and then 4 who win, and then 2 go on, and the 1 that's left over is the winner. So those 2 playing at the very end to find out the number 1 winner, that's the final. Okay, so that's the final game of the season, for example. Ryan, we could say, was happy to make it into the finals of the race. Ryan was happy to make it into the finals of the race. He was running against 9 other people, but he already had to win a few races to get in. So just being in the finals of the World Cup or a race or the Olympics, anything like that, it's a pretty amazing thing
to
do.
Yeah, that is. You have to think about just, you know, the athletic abilities of these athletes and all these soccer players. I think it's really difficult.
The years and hours and even years of hard work. That's right.
All right, so next, Patricia then says, I see. Who was the champion in the 2010 FIFA World Cup?
Last time.
Yeah, so the last World Cup. Now, when we talk about a champion, C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N, it's a person, team, or a person or a team that won a competition. Okay, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. Our sample sentence says, the English soccer team became the champions of the World Cup in 1996.
What?
Yeah, the English soccer team became the champions of the World Cup in 1996.
I think that number's a little wrong. It should be 1966.
1966.
Someone got their numbers mixed up. But yeah, exactly. So they won last year, of course, as Brendan tells us, Spain. Everyone remembers that Spain beat the Netherlands or Holland 1-0 in a really boring game. It was actually kind of
I was a little bit shocked, to be honest.
Yeah, it was kind of a boring game. I remember Holland was playing very physically. They were using their elbows a lot and pushing. Spain was just trying to be cool and, you know, run with the ball a little bit more, but it really wasn't a very exciting game. But still, Spain was an amazing team. That was probably the only boring game they had 4 years ago. All of the other games were really exciting, and they certainly deserved to win. Everyone expected them to, and sure enough, they did. And a lot of people say that this year, Spain could be a very strong team as well, but Brazil, of course, is the one most people will be watching for. What does Patricia say after that?
Patricia then says, so which teams are you rooting for this year?
Okay.
So when you root for, it also means to cheer on, to help a team like Jayo and stuff like that.
That's right. If you're wearing your Yankees cap and your Yankees shirt, people would guess you're going to root or cheer or try to get the Yankees to win. That's the team you want to see come out on top. So who is Brendan cheering or rooting for? Brazil, of course, he says. They have won the title 5 times already. That is the most in the world, I think. 5 times for Brazil. So he's cheering for them. What about you? Okay, there we have that word time. They've won the title 5 times. Now, when you hear time, you often think of, you know, a watch. Like it's 4:30, it's 3 o'clock. When we're using it in this case, though, we're talking about when something happens, on a special time that something happens. So, for example, how many times have you gone to Kaohsiung? Oh, I went there last year, and a year before that I went 1 time, and then 2 other years before that I went 2 times. So you're counting how many events, how many happenings of a certain thing, okay?
Right.
So they've won it five times, maybe not in the same, you know, in a row,
yeah,
over many different years. I think 70 they won it, 74, 80.
Oh, I'm not good with these soccer facts.
Anyway, so they've won it five different occasions or five different times through history. For example, we could say Daniel believes the first time he visited Japan was the most fun. He believes the first time he visited Japan was the most fun. So from that sentence, we know Daniel has visited Japan more than just one time. The first time was the most fun. Maybe the other times it was raining or he had some bad luck or something like that. So the first time, the first trip he took to Japan was the best.
Right. Patricia then says, well, it's a tough call. I need to follow the games more closely. Okay, when something is a tough call, it just means it's a very hard decision to make. Okay, maybe because there are too many, I think, amazing teams to choose from, that it's very difficult for her to decide who do you think she will win?
It
or
is.
Which team will win?
Yeah, exactly. And Brendan says, oh, wait. So he's noticed some action on the TV. Did you see that? He says, goal! So he must be really excited. Well, maybe if Croatia scored the goal, he might be angry.
Yeah.
But I think it was probably Brazil. So he's excited. I'm sure Patricia's getting more excited, and all the fans at the sports bar and all around the world are very excited. That's what we want to see. Lots of goals at the World Cup this year.
All right, so let's take a short break, and then we'll be right back.
Okay, well, I think yesterday I mentioned, probably brought some more bad luck down on the team. I'm an England fan. I lived in England when I was a kid, and I can't really be a Canada fan and until there's a Taiwan team. Well, England it is for me. Now, you're from America. Yeah, and America actually has a team in the World Cup. They've been in the World Cup the last few times.
And actually, you know, despite the fact that they never probably really made it into, you know, the top four or top six, but I think to actually just even make it into the games is really, really, you know, amazing.
Absolutely. To make it into the top 16, that's already difficult. And I think the U.S. has done that once or
consistently
twice.
Doing pretty well, I think.
Okay, so let's say the U.S., though, does what it normally does and gets a little ways but then loses to a stronger team like, you know, Germany or Italy. Who would you cheer for then?
Looking
at some of the big, you know, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Brazil, Argentina.
I love the Brazilian team. I think their playing style is just really, they have that, what's that phrase, Jogo Bonito kind of style of playing, I think.
Exactly. It's very open, very fast, a lot of, you know, daring chances. A lot of people like that. The Germans are sort of the opposite, right? It's
like
pass.
Strategy.
Pass to me, I pass to you, we score goal. A lot of people think it's a little boring, but you can't argue. The Germans have won the World Cup
a few times, too.
Lots of different choices out there for you fans. Maybe you have an emotional tie to some team. You know, you lived in Mexico or you love Spain. Or maybe you're just a fan of good football, but there's going to be lots of great action. So don't miss a few of the games in the World Cup because it only happens once every 4 years. And maybe you'll see Tiffany and I cheering on from the stands or somewhere like that.
I would love to go.
That would be cool. Yeah. All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tom was in a rundown between two bases in that game.
Tom was in a rundown between two bases in that game.
Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim, 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。今天我们要跟大家继续聊聊跟棒球相关的英文术语，那就是 run down, 夹杀。让我来举个例句 ,Tom was in a rundown between two bases in that game. 汤姆在那场比赛中与两个垒包间被夹杀。昨天我们跟大家提到了垒包的英文是 base。在两个垒包之间被守备员碰触造成出局的情况就是夹杀 run down。run down 除了在棒球中可以当作夹杀的意思之外也可以当作概要或者是流程表的意思。假设我说 Can you tell me the rundown of this program? 你可以跟我说明一下这个节目的流程吗？ a rundown of the wedding 就表示婚礼的流程表。好，无论如何，我想大家打球时都不希望输球，所以可不要遇到 rundown 的情况哦。最后，希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来。现在就让我们看看今天的例句。Tom was in a rundown between two bases in that game. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
Tom was in a rundown between two bases in that game.
Tom was in a rundown between two bases in that game.
World Cup Fever.
Why do so many people watch the World Cup?
It only takes place once every 4 years. Plus, it determines the best soccer team in the world.
How many countries compete with each other?
Over 100 countries, but only 32 countries make it into the finals.
I see. Who was the champion in the 2010 FIFA World Cup?
Spain beat the Netherlands 1-0.
So, which team are you rooting for this year?
Brazil, of course. They have won the title 5 times already. What about you?
Well, it's a tough call. I need to follow the games more closely.
Oh, wait. Did you see that? Goal!
Compete. 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 Competed. Competed. The two men competed to win first in the F1 race. The two men competed to win first in the F1 race. Final. Final. Ryan was happy to make it into the finals of the race. Ryan was happy to make it into the finals of the race. Champion. Champion. The English soccer team became the champion of the World Cup in 1966. The English soccer team became the champion of the World Cup in 1966. Time. Time. Daniel believes the first time he visited Japan was the most fun. Daniel believes the first time he visited Japan was the most fun.